Now we head back to the mainland of the U.S., to Pittsburgh, which is being celebrated for its resurgence and livability. And in fact, we'll be heading to Pittsburgh for our Going There series in March to take a look at how that's all playing out. But we do know that not all the city's neighborhoods are experiencing a revival. A third of the houses in the Homewood neighborhood are considered blighted. The neighborhood also has the city's highest murder rate. But as Erica Barras tells us, there is also art. And where there is art, there is hope.
Vanessa German stands in the doorway of a brightly painted and mosaic house facing dozens of people. She's colorfully dressed, her hair styled into a mohawk, presiding over a housewarming for the art house in Homewood.
Thank you all.
You're welcome.
And thank you for the art house.
Oh, thank you.
German used to make sculptures on her porch. Covered in plaster and paint, she drew attention. Kids asked to help. She gave them brushes and told them to make their own art.
I experience such joy and a sense of deep rightness and completeness when I'm making things. I'm like deciding how I'm gonna like engineer some sculpture to stand so that it looks like it's defying gravity, and I'm using my brain and I'm moving around and I feel like giving myself a high five. And I was like, why wouldn't kids feel that too?
The porch soon got too crowded with kids. A neighbor lent German a house. They used that for a couple years until moving into this house. 14-year-old Shay Clifford has been making art with German since the beginning. Today, she's pressing pastels to paper.
It helped me because it's a lot of balance here. So when you write, like when you draw and stuff, you could like express your feelings on it, how you feel living here. And like you could just put it on paper and like draw and paint about how you feel and like express everything that you like want to get out.
In the years since, German's popularity in the art world has grown. Now 39, she's had solo shows around the country, has won awards, and her sculptures, complex black Madonnas assembled of found objects, sell handily. She was able to invest her art world earnings towards buying this house. She says this may make things better, but it doesn't negate what it means to live in a place plagued by violence.
That's hard. It's hard when kids get killed, when anybody gets killed. And I don't think that I could survive if there wasn't more momentum on the side of good and hope.
That hope here comes alive in moments like this, an impromptu talent show in the living room.
Them is my kids! Miss Vanessa's kids! Yeah!
That's Stephanie Littlejohn, whose grandchildren are dancing. She says while this block still has crime,
people walking up and down the streets with the drugs transactions, the prostitution.
German's presence has changed its tone.
It's like things have lightened up so much.
Towards the end of the housewarming, the crowd spills out into a side lot. Oftentimes, German is there picking up drug paraphernalia. Tonight, it's different. The parents light a paper lantern. The kids spread out underneath.
When we let it go, you're going to make a wish.
And then the lantern is released and flies off into the night sky.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
For NPR News, I'm Erica Barris in Pittsburgh.